This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Family and friends honored George Floyd at a private funeral Tuesday in the U.S. city of Houston, Texas. It has been 2 weeks since his death in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota, inspired new protests against police brutality across the country. After the funeral, Houston police escorted the funeral procession to the cemetery where Floyd was to be buried next to his mother. Houston City Hall was lit up Monday night in crimson and gold. It's the colors of the high school Floyd attended. Other cities lit their city halls in the same color, including Los Angeles, Boston, Las Vegas, and New York. The public had its chance to pay respects on Monday. Thousands of people streamed through the Fountain of Praise Church to view Floyd's open casket. Memorials were also held last week in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where Floyd died, and Rayford, North Carolina, near where Floyd was born. Texas Governor Greg Abbott was among those who paid tribute Monday. He told reporters outside the church he will include Floyd's family in discussions about police reform, and he vowed that Floyd's death will not be in vain. Voters in five U.S. states went to the polls Tuesday for political party primary elections, but the balloting in the southern state of Georgia was slow, with voters reporting long lines and officials saying there were problems with voting machines not working. In the state's largest city, Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms urged voters to be patient, saying the long lines and the voting machine issues were widespread. She urged voters to stay in line and cast their votes. Elections are also being held in Nevada, South Carolina, North Dakota, and West Virginia. On Tuesday, Nevada is staging an all-male election, while North Dakota, Georgia, and West Virginia sent applications for absentee ballots to voters. From Washington, this is VOA News. Riot police officers in Hong Kong charged at thousands of protesters who defied a police ban to mark the first anniversary of the city's anti-government movement on Tuesday night. June 9th last year, some 1 million Hong Kongers staged a peaceful protest against a proposed extradition law that would allow individuals from Hong Kong to be sent to China for trial. The government at the time insisted on pressing ahead with the law, prompting more people to take to the streets in a series of mass protests that plunged the former British colony into one of the deepest crises in its history. Intending to stamp out the protests, China's legislature in late May passed a plan to force sweeping national security laws on Hong Kong to prevent and punish what it calls acts and activities that threaten national security, including advocacy of secession, subversion, terrorism, and foreign interference. The new law bypassed the Hong Kong legislature. Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza has died after suffering what the government said was a heart attack. The Central African nation says Nkurunziza died at the Karusi Hospital in eastern Burundi late on Monday, 2 days after he was put into hospitalization. VOA's Central Africa service reported there was a heavy military presence around the hospital on Tuesday. Nkurunziza's wife Denise was airlifted to a hospital in Kenya's capital 10 days ago after contracting COVID-19, triggering rumors that the president had caught the disease as well. In a continuation of a U.S.-led push to encourage intra-Afghan negotiations, Pakistan's army chief took a one-day visit to Kabul on Tuesday. General Qamar Javed Bajwa was met in the Afghan capital with both President Ashraf Ghani and the chairman of the High Council for National Reconciliation, Abdullah Abdullah, the man who would lead future negotiations with the Taliban. Ghani's office issued a statement saying both sides discussed the peace process and Pakistan's support of the process. They also discussed that the soil of the two countries would not be used against each other. Pakistan and Afghanistan have long accused each other of providing havens to militants who attack their interests. Police in Pakistan say at least 13 people are dead after an apartment building collapsed earlier this week in Karachi. Senior police officer Altaf Hussain told the Associated Press Tuesday that most of the apartments in the building were empty as it had been declared unsafe and ordered vacated. Rescuers tell AP the collapse occurred Sunday when some of the residents went in to retrieve their belongings. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA 1. 101. The best music now.
VOA1, Tory Lanez, Love. He put out a new album in April called The New Toronto 3 as a part of a 5-album contract he had signed with Interscope Records. He said, after I put out my last album with Interscope, I'm leaving the record label. Coming up next, the new one from Demi Lovato, I Love Me.
Flipping through all of these magazines, telling me who I'm supposed to be. Way too good at camouflage. Can't see what I am, I just see what I'm not. I'm guilty about everything that I eat. Feeling myself is a felony. Jedi level sabotage. Voices in my head make up my entourage. 'Cause I'm a black belt when I'm beating up on myself. But I'm an expert at giving love to somebody else. Enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wonder when I love me is enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why am I always looking for a ride or die? 'Cause life's the only heart I'm gonna have for love. After all the times I went and messed it up.
All the times I went and messed it up.
I wonder when I love me is enough. Should be paying rent. I'm way too good at listening. All these comments messing up my energy. enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wonder when I love me is enough. And messed it
all
up.
The times I went and messed
I
it up.
I wonder when I love me is enough.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Right here on VOA 1.
I've always been the one to say the first goodbye. Had to love and lose 100 million times. Had to get it wrong to know just what I like. Now I'm falling. You say my name like I have never heard before. I'm indecisive, but this time I know for sure. I hope I'm not the only one that feels it all. Are you falling? Center of attention, you know you can get whatever you want from me. Whenever you want it, baby. It's you and my reflection. I'm afraid of all the things it could do to me. If I would've known it, baby, I would've stayed at home. Cause I was doing better alone. But when you said hello, I knew that was the end of it all. I should've stayed. Cause I was doing better.
Dua Lipa, and that's Break My Heart on VOA 1. Very clever how marketing works these days, especially when it comes to music videos. For example, The Weeknd signed a deal to endorse Mercedes. He is the face of Mercedes automobiles. So what he's done is in his new music video for this next song, Blinding Lights, you see him driving around in a Mercedes-Benz. It's all a part of the deal. This is Blinding Lights, The Weeknd on VOA 1.
Show me how to love. Maybe I'm going through From the first time I stayed for a long time. me better when I'm with you.
Even if we both break down tonight, and you say you hate me, and we go to bed angry, I know everything will be alright. I'll be here waiting, I promise I'm changing. I just need a little time to show you I'm worth it. I know that I can be a difficult person. I'm a stress case, drive you up the wall when I'm working. Actually, I'm probably worse when I'm not. You don't deserve it, make you nervous, cause you know I'ma break soon. Every time I do, I say something that hurts you. Acting like I'm gone, but we both in the same room. I don't like to be wrong, which I know you relate to. And I know I make you feel like you're at the end of your road. That's when I look at you and tell you I'll be better alone. It's just the pride talking, isn't it? Cause both of us know I'm the definition of wreck if you look into my soul. Comes out the most when I feel I'm in a vulnerable place. Made a lot of mistakes I wish I knew how to erase. When I'm afraid, might get distant and I push you away. But no matter the case, I'ma do whatever it takes. Even if
we both break down tonight, and you say you hate me, and we go to bed angry, I know everything will be alright. I'll be here waiting, I promise I'm changing. I just need time.
We were fighting back and forth like you were wearing a thing. Two passionate people not afraid to say what they think. Lead a passionate conversation when it's hard to agree. You know me well, sitting on the edge of my seat. Looking at life, overanalyzing everything. Always depressed, trying to find a better version of me. Searching for something I know's probably right in front of my feet. Stubborn as me? Maybe not, but you're close to it. Got a lot of issues, I'm trying to work through them. Going to therapy for you, something that's worth doing. When I know you've been there for me through all of my worst moments. And I know it hurts knowing that carry this weight on my chest, making it difficult for me to open up and connect. A lot of regrets, I apologize for all of the stress. That's not what I meant to do, you know I love
even
you to death.
Even if we both break down tonight, and you say you hate me, and we go to bed angry, I know everything will be alright. I'll be here waiting, I promise I'm changing. I just need
time.
NF with Time here on VOA 1. The hits, I'm Larry London. And when you have some time and you want the latest on the coronavirus pandemic, then I urge you to check out voanews.com. We've got the latest news for you right there, voanews.com, and all of the latest updates. The Center for Disease Control reminds you to wash your hands frequently, wear a face mask,